Blog Talk Radio.
I'll give you all my worship. I'll give you all my praise. You alone, I long to.
Welcome to Sunday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This one's a little bit radical, but it's still someone praising the Lord. And we each have our own styles of music, so I do try to show a variety. Welcome. Hope you enjoy our show tonight. So glad you're with us.
With all of my heart, yes, I will praise you. With all of my strength, I will seek you.
My praise. You can order all our songs online. This is Diane Lenning, your host. Welcome to Sunday Night Specials. We are so glad you're with us. We have some scripture to share tonight about praising the Lord and how David, King David, prayed, as written in the book of Psalms. It's right in the middle of your Bible. But before we get started tonight, let's stop for a moment together and bow our heads, fold our hands, and let's pray together, our Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this time together. We pray that you would open the hearts and minds of people around the world to the wonderful news of living a life for God, for stepping from darkness into the light and walking with the Lord, taking each step with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We pray protection upon all of our Christian friends and family, and that you would help us to stand together and to prepare ourselves for the last days, according to your plan, for the furtherance of your kingdom, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a special privilege to me to be able to share the gospel and the good news to people around the world. And I hope you will share with your friends our time together so that they too can hear the good news. Tell them about the internet site, blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. Once you find it, you can scroll down and listen to any show you'd like. The first show we started last year in the Book of John was February 2012. We finished the Book of John in 2012, and in 2013, we are starting the Book of Revelation on our Wednesday and Friday night shows. So if you'd like to hear some different scripture, you can join us on those nights. For now, we're only going to do this Sunday night worship show once a month. I'm going to try to do it the first Sunday of the month. If for some reason I can't, I'll do the next Sunday night of the month if I'm out of town or something. But if we have time and can do more, I may record more. And I post the radio shows on Facebook. Just type in Diane Linning, D-I-A-N-E, space, L-E-N-N-I-N-G. I have two pages, but it usually shows up on both. So hopefully you can find that. If you do, post it on your page and share it so that others around the world may learn about the Lord. Friday night we have English and Swahili. Not every Friday night, but if you're trying to learn English and you speak Swahili, Friday night would be helpful to you. On Wednesday nights throughout the year of 2012, we have various ones of English with Thai, Lao, Chinese. And I did a few Spanish, especially Christmas time. I just started Spanish recently. And then we have a Vietnamese lady who's going to join us in 2013. So we are trying to continue to add new languages so that many of you can hear the good news in your native tongue as well as English. If you would like to do that or know someone who would, you can email me at diane@linning.com, diane@linning.com. Well, let's take a break and then we'll come back and read a psalm, and let's listen to another song of praise and worship. Now remember, when you praise the Lord, it's very good sometimes to do that through music. Music helps you to set a frame of mind to focus you into worshiping and praising the Lord so that you won't be distracted by your own thoughts or other people around you who might talk. So praising the Lord is something the Lord wants us to do. He gives us this suggestion in the Bible, and someday we'll get to reading that as we hope to get through the whole Bible, eventually on tape, so you can hear it. But I'm taking each book in the order that I feel that an impression from the Lord to share with you. I'm not necessarily going in the order the Bible is written, because sometimes it has to do with the times and what's happening in the current world around us. Let's worship together as we hear Stuart Townsend sing, "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High." Let's worship together and sing along if you know it by now. "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High." Of Judah, and Jesus was descended, King David exhorts us to praise God and gives us some directions in how to do that. If you're wondering how to be a Christian and you're a new Christian, you would like some directions, the scripture in the Bible is what gives us directions, but some books are better than others in giving new Christians directions. That's why it's good to have a Bible study teacher that you follow along with, or you join together in your groups with others who've been Christians a while longer who can share and answer your questions. Now, in the book of Psalms, chapter 66, here's what King David says. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. And that is not as bad as it sounds. It means really that he is giving the consequence of the actions of those who follow Satan. Verse 6. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood or the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our godly people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offering. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth have spoken when I was in trouble. 15. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks of goats, Selah. Now that was before Jesus Christ was offered as the eternal lamb sacrifice, because Psalms is in the Old Testament before the time of Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament, the Jews used to offer bullocks or goats or lambs or rams as a sacrifice to God as forgiveness of their sins. But we do not do that anymore. So much of our Bible is history for us to learn what happened before us. Verse 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, but verily God hath heard me. He hath attended the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Another way of saying that is David is saying, God hears my prayer. God answers my prayer. And that tells you and I, brother and sister, that God answers our prayers. And he has mercy for us and will be with us and meet our needs and help us in our time of difficulty and be with us along our entire walk of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's continue in a worshipful spirit, and we'll do another song here for you to worship the Lord. And let's sing, or let's hear, I'm not going to sing it tonight, my voice is still recovering from Christmas, from eating foods I'm allergic to. So my voice is still a little raspy. But let's listen and worship the Lord with How Great Is Our God, as sung by Bethany Dillon. Again, you can order these online. How Great Is Our God, as sung by Bethany Dillon.
All the earth rejoice, all the earth.
Praise the name of the Lord. How great our God is. You know, we just read Psalm 66, and whenever we read through these passages in Psalms, I'll come across phrases that remind me of songs we sang many years ago in the 1960s and 70s. And that first verse in Psalm 66, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And I can't remember the rest right now, but I'm have to get our songbook out. But it reminds me that there are many great worshipful songs from the book of Psalms that I can teach you. And I believe they're old enough now so that whoever wrote them is probably passed on. So we can teach them to you without any problems. So I think that will be a great help to you in your worshiping the Lord. It certainly was to us many years ago when I was a young Christian. And now in Psalm 63, there's also a verse or two that reminds me of a song. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. That is verse 4. Actually, it starts in verse 3 of Psalm 63. So I'm going to sing that again at the end because I think I remembered more of that. So let's read Psalm 63 together. If you don't have a book of Psalm, just listen and praise the Lord and worship Him in your mind and spirit. Psalm 63. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty, weary land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, because Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Hold on to that scripture. If you're living in an area where Christians are being persecuted, and stand on the word that God promises. Verse 9 again, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. So those who seek to destroy God's children shall be sent to the lower part of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. That's a commandment. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus that those politicians around the world who speak lies shall be stopped. In the name of the Lord. Amen. afraid of any bird. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. And thank you, Lord God, that we are part of your family. Because, as it says in Psalm 63, thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing it with me. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Praise the name of the Lord. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful that you have taken protection over us, that you've given us your many blessings, that you've prepared a place for us someday in heaven to be with you. And we praise you, Lord, for you are our mighty God. Let's continue to worship together as we hear Twyla Paris sing, "We Will Glorify," and that means we will glorify the Lord.
Glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify.
the Lord as we listen to the words of King David in Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust and take refuge in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praises unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Let us remember that we too will sing praises unto the name of the Lord forever, that we can daily perform our vows to God for him, in front of him, and for whoever is observing or watching our Christian lives. Let's hear Twyla Paris sing that again. Let's worship while she sings it. If you can sing along, go ahead and sing along. We will glorify with Twyla Paris. He professes his confidence in God, as written in Psalm 62, and he discourages his enemies. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. There's a song that goes with that one too. Oh, praise the Lord. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, that ye may slay him, all of you. As a bowing, like a leaning wall, shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. We've all known people like that who put on a front and act like they're your friend and bless you with their mouth, but then stab you in the back, so to speak, symbolically, by hurting you, hurting your image or your person by saying lies about you later. 5, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from God. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. My God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before God. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. In other words, don't trust it when leaders in your country oppress you, because that's not a godly kind of leadership that God wants you to live under. And don't become haughty and vain and think highly of yourself because you're able to rob things from people and get away with it, because God sees everything. And just because riches increase, or you get more riches from doing these things to people, oppressing them and robbing them, don't set your heart upon those riches, because God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Power belongeth unto God. Not unto the oppressor and the robber or the hoarder of riches, but power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. There's a song that went with this, and I'm trying to think of it. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. And then it goes too low for me to sing the rest, so I'll have to practice that one ahead of time. Then it goes on to talk about, like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. So I have a lot of songs I'm going to be teaching you over the years ahead. We'll get to them eventually. Right now, let's hear another beautiful song and worship the Lord together. Let's hear In Christ Alone. Now, we know that it's really only in Christ alone that we will have eternal life. This is sung by Joanne Hogg. It might be Hoggy. I'm not sure how she pronounces it. In Christ alone. This is a beautiful one. Let's worship him together. Praise the name of the Lord.
My song, this cornerstone, this song.
praise the name of the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, Most High, that you are our Father and that you care about each one of us. You love each one of us. You know our heart, our desires. And Lord, you know how much we love and care about you and for one another, for our other Christian friends and family. Thank you, Lord. You died on the cross for our salvation, for eternal salvation, and for forgiveness of our sins. Praise your name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, now we're coming to my favorite time of every show, and that's when we give opportunity for our listeners to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior and join the family of God. If you're already a Christian, you could take this time to refocus and rededicate your heart to the Lord, to assure and promise to the Lord that you will do the best of your ability to follow according to the scriptures and the model that Jesus Christ has given us in the New Testament for how to live and be a Christian. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You know, it's real important that we receive God's best gift if we want to live in heaven in the hereafter and not suffer with the sight of the wicked and the evil. John 1:2, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." And when we're children of God, we are heir to all the promises that God gives. Jesus says you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Romans 5:8, "But God proved his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly." Now, I don't usually read this verse, but this is a step up to the next level for those of you who've been a Christian for a while. In Matthew 8:16-17, "And when evening had come, they brought to Jesus many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word and healed all who were ill." In order that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, say, "He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases." 1 Peter 2:24, "And he himself," that's Jesus, "bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds, by his stripes, we are healed." Praise the name of the Lord. If you would like to receive Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior, say this prayer with me. Bow your head right now and fold your hands and reverently let's pray together and say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned and I am separated from you. I want to be with you and part of God's family. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sin. And I receive your forgiveness. I want to turn from my way of walking in darkness and turn toward you walking in light. I want to walk in the light with you, Lord Jesus. I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you all the days of my life as the Lord of my life. Thank you for my salvation and promise of eternal life with you. I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just praise the Lord together. For those who just joined the family of God, and let's sing together in our heart with the angel. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for salvation. Hallelujah. That's the universal word of praise to God. It's the same word in every language. So everyone learns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, we're coming to the end of another broadcast sharing with you. It's been my pleasure to share this time with you, and I hope that one day we will meet. If not on earth, then that we will meet in heaven. And I can tell you, I'm the lady who shared the good news with you on the internet. And you can tell me that I'm one who heard the good news that you sent us on the internet. We praise the Lord for that opportunity. We're so glad you've been with us. Let's say a word of prayer as we close together. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this time together. We pray for blessing upon those in your family. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters that you will bless them and anoint them to share the good news with others, that you will give them health, good health and strength, and the ability to fulfill your purposes in the end time and give us greater understanding of the message of the Lord and what you'd like us each to do as a part of the body of Christ as we prepare together to be the bride of Christ, the bride of Christ, for when he comes again. We pray for those who are sick and infirm, Lord, that by your stripes they are healed. Now, pray for a touch, Lord. Jesus, pray for a healing in Jesus, that you will touch each one in need. Hears this word and strike their heart with the knowledge that God is real. We pray you would reveal yourself unto each one who hears the word of God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. And we pray that in the end time you will give us the strength and the power, strength and the power to fulfill your purpose, your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's time we've come to the end of another broadcast, and we'll be looking forward to our next time together. I'm just going to do the Sunday night worship time once a month. I'm going to try for the first Sunday night of every month. If I miss it, I'll try for the second Sunday night. So you can kind of plan ahead. but you can always listen to the archive messages at any time of day or night, whenever you have a free hour or so that you'd like to hear the word, praise the Lord, and pray together with me and other Christians throughout the world. God's blessings to you. Remember that God loves you, my co-hosts love you, and I love you. And we're so grateful and thankful that you're a part of our family together in God's name. Take care. And until next time, this is Diane Linning, your host, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. Good night. Till next time. Bye-bye.